There are 40,000 college students in Vermont. The thinking is that if more can be persuaded to stay after graduation, it would be a good thing for Vermont employers, especially those looking for workers with technical skills. So with the financial support of the state, the Vermont Technology Council has created a website called VermontInternships.com. Here's Council President John Evans.
What we recognized was that we needed a tool that would make available all of the internships available in Vermont. And what we heard most from the employers was they wanted a site where they could post their job and not have to go to 6 or 7 or 8 different places in order to cast the net to find a pool of students to work with them.
The new site is linked to the national website, internships.com, so it also lists jobs and internships in other fields. It's free to employers and students. Labor Commissioner Annie Noonan says she suspects there are more students interested in internships than there are internships available, so the website also has resources to help companies create intern positions. Noonan hopes there'll be paid positions, not free labor.
When you don't pay your interns, you sometimes set a situation where you're only hiring from a pool of kids whose parents can support them. You really want to create opportunity for everybody.
According to the Vermont Technology Council, 70% of students who successfully complete internships are offered full-time jobs. Noonan hopes that will mean Vermonters like Roger Dubois will stay in-state after graduation. Dubois is going to school in Rochester, New York, but he's doing a semester-long internship at Competitive Computing, an internet technology firm not far from his family's home in Williston.
I want to stay local because I have my family here. But there are different opportunities outside of Vermont, bigger companies and things like that. So that's definitely an incentive to move elsewhere.
Even if the internship doesn't translate into a job in Vermont, Dubois says the work gives him valuable real-world experience.
So there's definitely challenges that I'm facing now with sort of maintaining software that I've written, you know, months ago. Versus at school, you know, you build something in 2 weeks and you forget about it.
The Labor Department sponsors a number of internship programs that will be linked to the new website. Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility also has a program that pairs businesses with interns. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.